Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 11 and 18, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's begin. Round 1, the category, action figures. First question. Fact, this Office star sees plenty of action as the title character on Amazon's Jack Ryan. The answer is John Krasinski. You may also know him from his role as Jim Halpert on the popular sitcom The Office. Second question. Patty Doyle's fitness records include throwing 470 of these in 1 minute. That should win the round. The answer is punches. Third question. In 2003, Paul Craig ran up the 1,576 steps of this NYC building in 9 minutes 33 seconds. The answer is the Empire State Building. This iconic skyscraper has been a popular location for stair climbing competitions. Fourth question. In a tune by the Flaming Lips, Yoshimi battles some pink thieves. She's a black belt in karate. The answer is robots. Fifth question. In 2006, Leon Lowe, a student at this Pasadena school, solved a Rubik's Cube puzzle in 11.13 seconds. The answer is Caltech, or the California Institute of Technology. This prestigious institution is known for its rigorous academic programs, particularly in the fields of science and engineering. Round 2, let's go. The category, the Vietnam era. First question. Senator J. William Fulbright said his sponsorship of this resolution was one of his biggest political mistakes. The answer is the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. This significant piece of legislation, passed in 1964, gave President Lyndon B. Johnson the authority to assist any Southeast Asian country whose government was considered to be jeopardized by communist aggression. Second question. This "Where Are You Now, My Son" singer was noted for her anti-income tax and anti-war protests. The answer is Joan Baez. Baez was a major figure in the folk music scene of the 1960s and used her platform to advocate for civil rights and protest against the Vietnam War. Third question. David Dellinger and other activists figured this event in Chicago in 1968 would make a good site for a protest. The answer is the Democratic National Convention. Fourth question. This former New York Times journalist's Vietnam books include The Best and the Brightest and Ho. The answer is David Halberstam. The answer again was David Halberstam. Up next, the fifth question. This man who often faced Kissinger across the bargaining table died in Hanoi in October 1990. The answer is Lê Đức Thọ. He was a Vietnamese revolutionary diplomat and politician who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973, which he declined. Round 3, the category, All-American Food. First question. On Fridays, many people like to chow down on this thick, creamy style of clam chowder. The answer is New England clam chowder. Second question. This spicy poultry appetizer is popularly served with blue cheese dressing and celery sticks. The answer is buffalo wings. Third question. You'll cover several food groups, dining on this city's lettuce, baked beans, and cream pie. The answer is Boston. Notable for its culinary traditions, Boston is known for Boston lettuce, Boston baked beans, and Boston cream pie. Fourth question. Some credit a Delmonico's chef with cooking up this dessert of ice cream covered in meringue and browned. The answer is Baked Alaska. This dramatic dessert is known for its warm meringue exterior and cold ice cream interior. Fifth question. The Anchor Bar says it's the home of the original, this deep-fried chicken dish with hot sauce and blue cheese dressing. The answer is buffalo wings. Round 4, the category, Puerto Rican holidays. First question. Jose Barbosa, who is honored on July 27th, founded Puerto Rico's Republican Party on this patriotic American holiday. The answer is the 4th of July, Independence Day. Second question. As elsewhere, it works out that this is the first Monday in September. The answer is Labor Day. Third question. January 11th is the birthday of Eugenio Maria de Hostos, founder of the first normal one of these in Santo Domingo. The answer is school. Fourth question. A royal-sounding January 6th holiday, or a 1999 George Clooney film? The answer is Three Kings Day. Fifth question. Luis Munoz Rivera, who fought for Puerto Rico's autonomy from these two countries, has his own holiday. The answer is Spain and the United States. Final round. The category? North American languages. First question. When traveling to a certain part of the U.S., you might be called a Malihini, meaning tourist in this language. The answer is Hawaiian. Second question. About 4 million Canadians are unilingual speakers of this language. The answer is French. This reflects Canada's bilingual nature, with English and French as the two official languages. Remember, the category is North American languages. Third question. As you might expect, Yucatec is a Mayan language spoken in Belize and Mexico on this peninsula. The answer is the Yucatan. Fourth question. Nunavut means our land in the language of these people. The answer is the Inuit. Nunavut is a territory in northern Canada, home to many Inuit people. Fifth question. Nahuatl, Mexico's second most widely spoken language, is also known by the name of this pre-Columbian people. The answer is Aztecs. The Aztec Empire was one of the most dominant societies in Mesoamerica before the Spanish conquest in the 16th century. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.